This is John. Is this Alberto's place?
Great. Thanks.
Alberto Diaz is throwing a dinner party for his friend Oscar, another Spaniard, and their German girlfriends Susanna and Ingrid.
Hi.
Alberto's into cookery programs. When I arrive, he's already been out in the kitchen for a painfully long time. Over a million people moved to Germany in 2012, and a similar statistic is expected for 2013. The number of Spaniards moving to Germany jumped 45% in 2012, and there were similar increases from the other recession-hit Mediterranean countries, Greece, Italy and Portugal. When he comes back in, Alberto tells me a story which, in its broad outline, is that of millions of Europeans.
My name is Alberto Diaz. I come from Spain, from Barcelona. I just got a contract with Nokia Siemens for 9 months. I came here to Munich 2.5 years ago just to do my master thesis, telecommunication engineering. And afterwards, I came back to Spain again. And what I saw, I didn't like it. So I said, just go back to Munich and just try to find a job there.
Yeah, the thing is that I think if our country is not able to give us opportunities, and this is the reason that all of the brains, like all of the highly educated people is moving away from Spain, we go to the places in which we are giving opportunities. So if that's Germany, it's Germany. Mm.
But are you going to become the new Germans then? Are you going to become Germans? Are you going to settle here for good, or are you going to move away again later, do you think?
Well, I don't have any problem as settling up as a German. And I love the culture and everything, and that's...
What do you like about the culture?
Well, we're in Munich, right? Well, our girlfriends...
Girlfriend pointing at herself. Yeah. She counts as culture.
Yeah, she counts as culture, kind of. Yeah, but we're in Munich, right? So the beer, obviously. No, but by the culture, I also mean what Alberto was trying to say before. People here are more... They are showing us things that we didn't know before, like... Punctuality and things have to be done following some rules, and not everything has to be spontaneous, you know.
For Bavarian Chamber of Commerce economist Robert Obermeier, the main problem with immigrants is that they can't get enough of them.
Now every fifth worker has a migration background. This figure will increase during next years, and we have to convince also the politics that it is a good situation for us, because most of these people who come to Germany now are very good skilled and have a very good performance. And
are the numbers of people migrating to Germany to work from Southern Europe, are they increasing very much?
They're increasing since 2 years. In the former years, we always had the opposite development, that more people leaving Germany than coming to the country.
Was it the OECD talked about the need for maybe 200,000 migrants a year over the coming years? Is that right?
That's right, but I'm not so sure that we can keep this development for a long time, maybe for the next 3-4 years, but we don't know what happened afterwards, because most of our neighbors have the same problems. Look at a country like Poland and other countries. They also have already now a labor market shortage. They need their employees in their own country.
The former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, whose labour market reforms many credit for Germany's current prosperity, said recently that in the face of his country's dismal demography, only immigration and lots of it will enable Germany to keep its competitive edge on emerging economies such as Brazil and China. The ruling Christian Democrats are less gung-ho, but Angela Merkel has presided over immigration on an unprecedented scale, and last summer radically simplified procedures to encourage it. But what do German people think, really think, I'm tempted to say, about the large-scale immigration that many industrialists and politicians think is so good for them?
I come from a city, Ingolstadt, yes. There's Audi, do you... And due to this, there are many workers from these countries, and they helped us to build up Germany. That's true. But I'm from the youth, and you know, when you go to the disco or something like that, especially these people are watching you and trying to fight with you, and that's a problem, I think so.
There's always loss. Certain traditions, they get lost. Because immigrants might not understand them. How could they?
What kind of traditions are you thinking of?
Dialect.
I like Scandinavians. I like them blue-eyed and blonde, and I hate to think that they won't be anymore. Mm. Mm. Dark always dominates. Mm. Mm. Mm.
Mm. Here in Munich, they wanted to build a mosque here at...
Ah, a mosque. A mosque.
A mosque, okay. Near from here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not good for our culture. Every country should have their own culture.
I have no problem with the immigration. I love multicultural and colorful people, all kinds of cultures.
Yes.
And other ethnic groups, no problem for me. The people and the culture. The music is not mine. Music is English, hardcore, punk. Yeah. That's my music.
It's good for the country and it's good for the population. So it's good for the international mix. And then the other one is the demographic problem in Germany. That's the reason why. So I'm just 55. So what is it about in 15 years? Who pay my, what was the word, retention?
Pension.
Pension, yeah, pension.
Yeah. On second course, medallions of beef with pepper mousse on and Christmas accompaniment.
Back at Alberto's, our host shakes his head when I ask him about integration problems. When Bayern Munich beat FC Barcelona, his work colleagues put on his desk a little packet of tissues for every goal the Germans put past them. But that's as close as he's got to suffering for his nationality. Oscar, though, had some problems when he was looking for a place to rent.
Every single number you would call with your bad German accent, you know, as soon as you pop up with this, hello, ich bin Oscar, blah, blah, they're going to say, sorry, I'm only looking for girls. And then, okay, fair enough. And then I would just give the phone to a German guy and I would say, can you call again to this place? He would call, he would get the room.
But I have to say that me, for instance, like my generation, like we're globalized, right? Like we travel the world. I would love to welcome a Spanish person,
obviously
male
or
female, yeah, I did.
All the way, girl.
Yeah, the whole of my family did, yes. But still, it was a bit of a struggle, like with my parents, to say like, okay, now I'm with a Spanish dude. And getting him home, and he brought a jamón, and he made a lot of money for that. And
you brought a what?
Jamón,
yeah. Ham.
Yeah, like, yeah. When I first came to her house, her father said, why do I have to suffer this? Why do I have to go through this? Blah,
oh,
blah.
You just heard that.
And then the thing is that as soon as I got the ham out of the suitcase and like bring it to the living room on my shoulder, everything was different, you know? It's like, oh, he's making his best, you know?
John Lawrenson, DW, Munich.
Campanas de Belén, que lo